And with the news that TAFE SA has decided to discontinue the Certificate 3 Glass and Glazing course, not taking enrolments in 2021, just wonder what that means for the local industry. And when it comes to windscreens, there's only one person to talk to. Morning, Windscreen Dave.
Good morning, Keith. How are you this morning?
I am very well, thank you. What's been your experience with glass and glazing experiences with TAFE and apprentices? Has it been a major issue to make sure that you get apprentices doing these qualifications through TAFE?
I think over the years that having apprenticeships full stop is a trust thing in the business side of the world. You know, if you've got someone that you can say that are fully qualified, I think the customers feel better about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the glazing industry for the housing is actually up to with TAFE, I should say, because I think it's a really good idea. I know a few years ago they bought out an auto glazing certificate 4, which I put my staff through, one of my staff members, and there are no guideline regulations for auto glazing, so to speak, but to be able to have the peace of mind saying that you're qualified, I think makes people feel a lot better.
So have you got anybody at the moment who's doing their qualification through TAFE SA, or are they already going interstate with the education provider and then doing the apprenticeship locally?
So ours was through the Geelong Institute of TAFE, of course, down in Victoria there. And basically it was pretty much an online course, which is the way TAFE is going mm-hmm. these days. You know, they closed some down in Adelaide last year, didn't they? So I think it was quite an in-depth course, and it was a good course. We did have the guy come over a couple of years, 3 or 4 times, to actually watch us doing the work. We had modules to do. But it was from interstate, because there isn't any auto glazing course in TAFE in South Australia, and I have actually inquired with new staff members that I have about doing the apprenticeship, and Geelong are not doing it either. So,
speaking with Windscreen Dave this morning about the issues surrounding glass and glazing, given TAFE SA's decision to discontinue the Glass and Glazing Certificate 3 course that they currently offer. So you're already having to deal with the situation of your apprentices going interstate. Do you think that there might be a downturn in people wanting to do the qualification, given that you already have to go interstate to do the education, then come back to do the practical side of things?
Well, logistically, just trying to do it in Adelaide, when, of course, mechanics, plumbers and all that sort of stuff go and do their apprenticeships, they go to Adelaide for a week at a time. Imagine at this time, with the thing we don't talk about, having to go to Victoria. It's an extra day to get to Melbourne. It's an extra expense to actually, you know, as we know with the airlines in South Australia at the moment, it's so hard to get from Port Lincoln to Melbourne because we don't have a direct flight, another issue. So it's just a whole day to get there. Whereas, you know, the young people, they sometimes go over on a Sunday to do their week's course in Adelaide and come back. So it's going to be a lot harder, and I think it's going to be very challenging.
Might be struggling for workers in the not-too-distant future on that basis.
Oh, well, it depends on how things are. If you look at a mechanic, I mean, you don't necessarily have to be a qualified mechanic, to work on someone's car.
Mm.
You have to have someone that's a qualified mechanic at the premises, the same as my premises. You know, to be say, like an REA-approved repairer, I actually have to have 2 qualified staff within my business. Mm. I have 4 staff members, so I'm actually... our workshop is qualified. So it depends on how you need to be set up in the building industry. What a challenge that is.
It certainly is a challenge, and don't envy you for it, Windscreen Dave. Thanks for dropping by this morning.
No worries, thanks.